Is it true that fighting temptation is not a sign of weakness, but an evidence of the Spirit's work in you? You know, we live in a world that declares desire to be identity. God says otherwise. Every Christian has attractions they did not choose. Every believer battles desires that oppose God's design. But temptation reveals our need for Christ, and surrender reveals the rule of our flesh. What matters is not that you're tempted, but what you do with the temptation. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 commands us to take every thought captive. The battle is not merely against external behaviors, but against internal arguments and desires. And so this actually gives us hope. No one is too broken to be redeemed. No one is beyond God's reach. No temptation is stronger than the Spirit who lives within the believer and is available to all who will trust in Christ. Jesus fought temptation in the wilderness and he triumphed. His victory becomes the believer's strength. You don't fight alone. You fight indwelt, empowered, and upheld by the Spirit of Christ. So pray this with me today, believer. Lord, strengthen me to resist temptation. Help me surrender every desire, whether natural or unnatural, to your truth. Fill me with the Spirit so I may walk in victory. Here's two people you can pray for today. Angel De Jesus, our national change maker in Puerto Rico, and also the Polish LifeWord broadcast for the people of Poland.